This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Man, oh man, we're off to a great study, aren't we? I'm excited as I'm reading here Acts chapter 1, looking at Luke explaining to us and talking about infallible proofs. And we're really understanding and seeing why this book was written and the awesome power behind it. And that is, this book is written by eyewitnesses. Now, if you've missed the other two studies, you can go to WGODradio.com. You'll find the link on there to podcasts. Also, on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, you'll see them listed up there. The first two programs, number one was the intro to the book of Acts. The second program was Infallible Proofs. We'll see what we're going to call this by the time we're done with it. I like to list them by theme, not by scripture verses, because that's how we're doing this program now, by theme. We focused yesterday on eyewitnesses and infallible truths. This book is written by eyewitnesses, preserved down through the ages for you, so that you would know that you can be saved, so that you would know you can have eternal life, so that you would know you can be forgiven of all your sins, and that you can take part of this new Jerusalem, and eternal life is available through you receiving Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ said during his life, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He made statements that make your jaw drop. And you have to decide what you're going to do with the man named Jesus. He also said in the Gospel of John, he said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Now, what do you do with this man? Some people say, well, he's just a good teacher. Now, some people say he was a lunatic. I say, and I believe, whom he said that he was, and through these eyewitnesses say that he is. The eyewitnesses write in this book that he's the Son of God. And he proves it by infallible proofs. That's what we're looking at here in the very first few verses here. Infallible proofs. They're offered up to you so that you would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Infallible proofs. Like walking with people after he died. Have you ever walked with anyone after they died? Maybe your mother or father's dead. Unfortunately, maybe your child or somebody that you know. Now, I don't mean in a dream. I mean flesh and blood. Have you ever walked hand in hand with someone who died? This is what happened. This is infallible proof. The Lord Jesus, and he was seen. Now some people could say to you, well, you just had too much linguine. Well, guess what? It says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, that over 500 people saw him after he was raised up. So you can't say you had a dream, or you can't say, I don't believe that. Over 500 people saw it. All the apostles saw it. These people, over 500 eyewitnesses, saw Jesus Christ after he had died. alive with a body. These are infallible proofs. Therefore, God's authenticated every word that came out of his mouth by raising him up from the dead. He said, I and the Father are one, and God raised them up again. God authenticates his message by raising him from the dead. He says, I and the Father are one. Do you believe? He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Infallible proofs. That's what we're looking at. Again, verse 3. To whom he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during the 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Okay, so the Lord was seen for over 40 days after he was raised up from the dead on that Sunday morning. And at the end of the 40 days, as we saw on the end of the Gospel of Luke, the Lord ascended up into heaven. He told them to wait, or to tarry, to wait for what was about to come next. Now, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Okay, so what does that mean, to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? Well, the word baptized is not a translation. It's a transliteration. You know what that means? It means you're not going to translate something from one language to the next. They're just going to use the same letters as it's spelled. The Greek word is baptizo, actually baptizo, but it's just the word baptized, translated or transliterated letter for letter from Greek to English. Baptizo. The word means to submerge. If they wanted to translate that word, that's the word you would use to translate it, not transliterate it, but translate it, submerge. Now, the greatness of Christ was seen in the fact that John identified people with himself by water baptism. Now, Christ Jesus would join his followers to himself by the Holy Spirit. The word baptized, which normally means immersed, here has the idea of uniting with. Another important understanding here of what this phrase to be baptized with means. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 2. Baptized under the cloud, remember? Well, again, I'll let you read that yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 2, the word means to be associated with something. Baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, the Greek preposition here, en, also can be translated by either one of these three ways, and many translations reflect this. You see, in Greek, they really don't know which one of these is appropriate here for this phrase, baptized, it's on pneumati. Is it baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now, some translations have either one of these, all depending on what translation you use. It can mean baptized in the Holy Spirit. It can mean baptized with the Holy Spirit. Let me read it again. For John truly baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Or you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Or the word can legitimately mean you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Which one is it? I don't know. Verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, people today, all the time they show their ignorance of the word of God when they predict times and seasons. Hear what the Lord says. He says, it is not for you to know times or seasons. God is the only one who knows this. So what do you do when men, I mean, I'm thinking of this man, he's deceased now. His name was Harold Camping. Now, since this, he's repented before he died. After he had a stroke, somehow or another, he was able to say the words, though his mouth didn't work anymore, but he was able somehow to repent of this sin that he committed multiple times. Now, Harold Camping was the owner of a huge conglomerate of Christian radio stations in the United States, and he made the prediction more than two or three times that he gave the day and the year when Jesus was coming back. And he deceived people many times, and he tarnished the name of Jesus Christ many times by this horrific thing that he did, by going against the word of God, by predicting when the Lord's coming back. So when you read it in a book, remember what Jesus said. He said, it is not for you to know. It is not for you to know times. It is not for you to know seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. Mark 13:32 says this, the Lord Jesus speaking, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Now, on the flip side, of course, he tells us that we can discern the signs of the times, and he wants us to discern the signs of the times. That's why he's given us the blow-by-blow description of everything that's going to happen. Read Matthew chapter 24 sometime. I mean, we've got tomorrow's newspaper today. He's revealed to us more information so that we'll know that his return is near. What'll be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? Remember, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, see that you were not deceived. Many will come in my name. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. Because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold. When you see the abomination of desolation that Daniel told you about standing in the holy place, let him who was on this rooftop not go into his house to get anything out of his house. Woe to nursing mothers. Woe to nursing mothers in those days. Pray that your flight is not in the winter or on the Sabbath. For then will be times of great tribulation, such as the world has not ever seen. See my point? He goes on and on and on, and he wants you to know full well the seasons or the signs of when he's coming back. But to predict these things, it's not for you to know. Of that day and hour, no one knows, not even angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Now, I would say to you, probably the Son knows now. But this was one of the things when he was here on earth, he laid aside certain privileges when he was a man. He was tired. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He bled. And he was capable of dying when he was here on the earth. This was one of the things that apparently he must have laid aside. But now, as the Son of God up in heaven, I would imagine he probably does know. But I don't know, and you don't know, and it's not for us to know. This I know, we're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.